And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Shock in Yuki's Head. Poor Yuki Butcher. He was a hero, but he didn't even know it. He had saved a lady from burning to death in the disastrous Cheviot Hills Hotel fire, and he fainted and fell and bumped his head, and apparently it has affected his memory. When Mia Plumfront, Sparky, and I went to the hospital to visit Yuki, for a while he knew us and he talked intelligently, and then all of a sudden, without explanation, he suddenly switched his personality and acted as though he didn't know who we were. Furthermore, he didn't know who he was himself.
Hey, Big John, did you hear what Yuki just said? He said he doesn't know me. Come on, Yuki, you're kidding, aren't you? You know me, don't you?
I never saw you before in my entire lifetime. And while we're talking about things like that, who are these other two fellers?
What? Why, this is Big John.
Never heard of him either. Who's this fat boy? Hey, what's your name, Fatty?
Huh? Hey, Yuki, it's me. It's your old friend, the mayor.
Mayor? What mayor? The old gray mayor? The nightmare? Well, that's what you look like, a nightmare.
Oh, Yuki's out of his tree again, Buster.
Just what are you people doing here in my room anyway? Who are all you strangers? Getting so a feller can't even lay in a bed in his horse pistol room without a bunch of half-wit strangers coming in and bothering him.
Yuki,
are you serious?
Fine.
Don't you really know us, Yuki? Who's Yuki? I never heard of him either. Don't invite him in here. Too many people here now.
Yuki, that's you. That's your name.
That's right, Yuki. Your name is Yuki Butcher.
Yuki Butcher? That's a laugh. That's not my name.
Uh-oh. He done went and did it. He done went and flipped his lip, sure enough.
Hey, wait a minute. Yuki, if your name isn't Yuki Butcher, what is it?
Why, it's, Well, yeah, why do you want to know? Just so happens I don't have a name.
What do you mean you haven't got a name? Everybody's got a name.
That's all? Well, I haven't. But then I'd know what it is, wouldn't I? Well, I don't know what my name is, so that proves it. I haven't got a name.
Boy, sure looks like Yuki's lost his memory, all right.
Sure looks that way, Sparky.
Sure does.
I think we'd better go get the doctor.
Right.
Sparky, run down the hall to the doctor's office and tell him to come up here right away. And the mayor and I will try to make Yuki remember his name. Come on, get going.
Okay, Big John. Okay. Mayor, here's the doctor.
Yeah,
I told him about you. Here he is, doctor.
Yeah, here he is, doctor. He doesn't recognize any of us. He thinks that we're all perfect strangers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, take a look inside his head, doctor, and see if you can see anything in there. He doesn't even recognize me, and I'm one of his best friends. I've known him for a long time.
He doesn't even know his own name.
Ella, please, if you will allow me here, everybody calm down. I'll examine the
patient. Yeah, that's right. Examine the patient, doctor. Get his memory back there and see if you can find it. Back there in his head somewhere, I know that.
Well, look, doctor, you can't just let Yuki go around not knowing any of his very best friends.
Yes, you think that you'll be able to do anything for him, doctor?
Yes, but I have not yet examined the patient. Now, if you would all please step over here into the corner for a minute, I would like to talk with all of you now. Come on, step over here. Yes, now.
Yeah. What is it, Doc? What is it? What do you want to know?
Well, the patient's behavior. How did he first act when you noticed he had lost his memory?
Oh, it happened without the slightest bit of warning.
I see.
One minute he was talking to us just like he always did, and the next minute, he didn't even know who we were.
Yeah, suddenly, Doctor, he doesn't know who we
are. That's so. Say, what are you strangers doing there over in the corner whispering to one another? There ain't no secrets allowed in this here room.
Ah, Yuki. We don't have any secrets.
Another thing, please stop calling me Yuki.
Here, see that, doctor? He doesn't even know that Yuki's his own name.
Yes, now come on and examine him. Please come with me. I shall need your help here. I shall need all the help I can get.
Is there anything we can do, doctor? I mean, if there is, just let us know.
Yes. Hello, Yuki Butcher. Now, what is this I hear about you not recognizing your friends here? Don't you know them?
Say, look, fella, I don't know who you are, but I wish you'd please stop telling me that these here strangers are my friends. I have never seen them in my entire lifetime.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, Doc?
One moment, please. Mr. Butcher, do you remember the fire at the Cheviot Hills Hotel?
Do I remember the fire at the Cheviot Hills Hotel? Well, I don't even remember the Cheviot Hills Hotel.
Well, Doctor, what do you think?
One moment, please. Mr. Butcher, Where were you born?
Oh, as a born? Oh, I know where I was born. I was too young at the time to remember.
Well, Doctor, what do you think?
One moment, please.
Oh, my goodness. He doesn't even remember that he was born in East Cantankerous, Illinois. Hey, I wonder if he remembers old Charlie Rushflaw.
Old Charlie Rushflaw? Who is he?
Yeah.
Friends of the patients, the old Charlie Rushflaw?
Oh, well, you see, Doctor, old Charlie Rushflaw seems to be someone Yuki admires a great deal. A day never went by that Yuki didn't talk about old Charlie Rushflaw in one way or another.
I see. Maybe we can use this. Mr. Butcher, I want you to listen close now.
Yeah, fine. Go ahead, fire away.
I want you to close the eyes. That's it.
Yeah.
Now, try not to think of anything. Make your mind a complete blank. Now listen. Charlie Rushflaw.
Yeah, five.
Charlie Rushflaw.
Five.
Charlie Rushflaw.
Five.
Now, Mr. Butcher, what is the first thing you think of when you hear the name Charlie Rushflaw?
A great big delicious dish of coleslaw with little chunks of fried bacon and vinegar poured over the top.
Huh? Oh, me. What can a doctor do with a patient like that there, Yuki Butcher?
Tell me, Mr. Butcher, why does the name Old Charlie Rushflaw remind you of the dish of coleslaw?
Oh, it's just, Don't you say Old Charlie Rushflaw?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he said to you, Old Charlie Rushflaw.
What do you know? I thought you said Old Charlie Coleslaw. Any of you fellas ever eat any Old Charlie Coleslaw?
Oh, me. How can you get along with it? No, my.
I'm curious, beginning to remember something.
I recall back in the summer of 1932.
Yeah, that's it, Yuki. You recall back in the summer of 1932.
I was eating at a little trolley car diner on the highway between Springfield and Jefferson City. They served a very delicious dish of Old Charlie Coleslaw at that time.
Well, he seems to remember a part of his past.
As you fellas may or may not know, Old Charlie Coleslaw is made out of finely chopped up Old Charlie Cabbage. You know what Old Charlie Cabbage is, don't you?
Who, me? The old lunkhead's talking just as nutty as ever. Now, you just give the doctor time, Mayor. He may be able to make some headway here gradually. I mean, Yuki seems to remember part of his past just bit by bit.
Tell me, Mr. Butcher, just what is Old Charlie Cabbage?
Old Charlie Cabbage is a new kind of head of cabbage developed by the greatest farmer of all time. He was a fellow by the name of, let's see. Well, what do you know? Here he is now.
Here who is now, Yuki?
Old Charlie Rushflaw. Hi, Charlie. Hey, I haven't seen you for a long time. Where you been all these years? Hey, you're looking real fine.
What's the matter with him, Big John? He's looking at me. But who's he talking to?
He's talking to you, Mayor.
Of course I'm talking to him. Say, Charlie, how come he called you mayor? Did you finally get elected mayor of Biltmore, Ohio? I know you tried long enough to get elected mayor of that there town.
Oh, me. Yuki, do you think I'm old Charlie Rushflaw?
Why, of course I think you're old Charlie Rushflaw. It's who you are, isn't it, huh?
Yuki, he's not old Charlie Rushflaw. He's Mayor Plumfront.
Mayor Plumfront? Don't be silly. Can't fool me. You're Mayor Plumfront.
What? Hey, Big John, you think I'm Mayor Plumfront?
Well, for goodness sake. Well, Yuki, who am I?
Well, don't you know who you are? Hey, doctor, you better examine this here fella. I think he's done a took and lost his memory. If you have any trouble, just try and remind him that his name is Yuki Butcher.
What's the matter with you? You think Big John's name is Yuki Butcher?
Now, wait a minute, lad. Yuki, if you think Big John's name is Yuki Butcher, then would you kindly tell me what your name is?
Why, of course. My name is Sparky.
Oh, me, what a mess. Yuki thinks Mayor Plumfront is Charlie Rushflaw. He thinks Big John is Yuki. He thinks I'm Mayor Plumfront. He thinks he's me. Wow, this thing gets confusinger and confusinger every minute. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Now, I wonder what the doctor is doing to Yuki. He's got a funny-looking flashlight, and he's looking into Yuki's eyes with it. But what do you expect to see there? You know something, kid? I mean, Yuki losing his memory from getting hit on the head when he went into that burning hotel to save the lady's life. Now he thinks he's Mayor Plumfront, or I mean, thinks so Mayor Plumfront is old Charlie Rushflaw, and everything's all mixed up. Boy, there's no telling who or what Yuki will think he is next. I wonder if we'll ever be able to get him back to normal again. I guess only time will tell. See you tomorrow, kids.